Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike Knox.
No idea. Congratulations.
Better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez,
Mr.
this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad.
They're
rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Flex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking?
Black Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking? And that's spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Cheer, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Live at 5.
Welcome back, everybody, to Perfect Flex Talk Radio right here, part of the BDSIR Radio Network. People, I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because I am the Alpha and the motherfucking Omega. 347-637-3859 is number to call in. People, this is a show for wrestling fans like myself, wrestling fans like yourself, wrestling fans who are, how should I put this? This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, people. This is the show for your marks. This is the show for you IWC members. This is the show for you smart marks. If you are a wrestling fan, then this is the show for you. We have them all here. You have people that drink the Kool-Aid
from WWE. That's what I'm being told.
Okay, you have people that hate the WWE. You have everything right here. But what you will have, what you will continue to have each and every god darn show, you will be entertained. That I can guarantee you. People, again, my name is Mike Knox. As I told you, I spell it with three X's because like that whore that you dated, I am hardcore. People, we got a lot for you guys today. A plethora of wrestling conversation to talk about. The week in wrestling, we will review SmackDown, we will review Raw. We will also talk about the biggest news that broke in the wrestling world over the last 24 hours, if you will, so to speak. That's that Chris Jericho secretly had his contract working as soon as this Twitter beef started between New Japan Pro Wrestling's Kenny Omega, well, Ring of Honor's Pro Wrestling as well, and himself. As you saw yesterday, if you have not seen it, you're fucked underneath a wrestling proverbial rock, if you will. Jericho, it comes up on the Titantron or everything they have over there in Tokyo, and he says that it's a time. Everybody has been told they are the best, from Shawn Michaels to Chris to CM Punk, but he is the only one still here, and he is the best in the world. He's going to prove it at Wrestle Kingdom against Kenny Omega. Couldn't have had any bigger news, in my opinion, break over the past 24 hours of this wrestling week, to be honest, despite the big return that we did have on Monday Night Raw, as Braun, as well as Samoa and Nia Jax made their return. Today we also have Fantasy Warfare. It is back. If you could have your own Raw and SmackDown rosters, what would be your Survivor Series team? But be careful. You can't have a Raw and a SmackDown team. You need to pick a brand. And also today we bring in a new segment. In the words of Digital Underground, do what you like, okay? What would you rather be? Who would you rather be? I'm going to give you a scenario. You tell me which one would you rather be. Just to give a little example, would you rather be Flying Brian Pillman? Or would you rather be Stunning Steve Austin? Looking at their careers, looking back. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin, Stunning Steve Austin. You get it? Got it? Plug it in. Show for the intelligent wrestling fans. Here we go. And as always, I'm not here by myself. I like to bring in my crew because, like I said to you, we have all different kind of flavors to throw into the pot for you to enjoy your wrestling proverbial orgasm. Welcome to the program. I make fun of him because he thinks soccer is a better sport than baseball, but hell, what do I know? He's Colombian. What's going on, my man? Hugo!
What's going on, Mike?
Look at that background. He's been doing radio for 5 years, y'all. He's still got radio in the background all loud and turned up. What's going on, man?
I can hear you
just fine. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right. Man, I just can't wait, man. I can't wait. You know, I want to get this show started. Once we get off, man, it's season 8 of Shameless, Mike. I don't know if you watch Shameless, but I am.
Bro, what you mean,
for season 8,
well, I turned you on to Shameless. We have this talk every single year. Okay?
Yeah, so I hope you're excited,
Andy,
man.
I've been on for years. Oh, I hope you're excited, though. Along with, it's DVR, along with The Walking Dead. Okay, when we get up off the airwaves, I will go check it out. Maybe catch a beat, you never know. Also, welcome to the program from the first state, because I guarantee you all your money goes his way. His mama calls him one thing. You're going to know him by one thing, and that's one thing only, DJ, the MC. Or what does MC actually stand for? Is that master? I don't know. What's going on, DJ? Nice, man.
What up? What everybody? What's going on? My apologies for the show being moved to today. Lost my wallet. I didn't want to do anything. I'm back. I'm here. Money is not an object because we don't carry it. We all carry plastic, so it's all good. What's up, everybody?
What's up, DJ?
What's going on? You know, it's funny, right, because you said, my bad. I just, we didn't feel like doing a show on Thursday. It wasn't because he lost his wallet. Okay, actually it was. He told us like maybe 10 minutes before we went on air that he didn't have his wallet. And then
it was
like
45 minutes.
And then I apologize because I set the show up for the day and set it for 7 p.m. So when I came in here to start the show had already started. No one was ever on the show, and it was probably dead silence if you called in or anything like that. I don't even know what happens if I don't call into the host line when it's set for a live show, what actually happens. But literally with 57 seconds to go, I made it. See, whoever told you that I would miss, I told you she called me a monster among men. I never miss.
Oh,
well,
God.
Let's just go ahead, guys. Hey, listen, when there's a target, I aim, I shoot, I score. Okay? That's why they call me Mike Knox. But let's go ahead. Seriously, all BS aside, guys, the big news that came out, let's start with it where we've never started off with it before. Anybody who knows me on this program knows I'm a WWE mark. I love all wrestling. So when those say I don't have other eyes and my eyes is, you know, I got tunnel vision, not necessarily true. I'm always peeking, okay? And if I do got the blinders on, I'm peeking to see if something out there, and something is out there right now, guys, and it's New Japan Pro Wrestling has secretly been working. And this is nothing that I read, which I did see before we went on there. I saw that friend of the program, Chad, sent us a little thing. It didn't take common sense to – this is why I hate dirt sheets. Let's just put this out here. Let's cut the short right there with that. This is why I hate Death to Dirt Sheets, because – If they'd have came out with that article, whatever that publication, wherever they got it from, right, that website, right, I don't even want to give them any legs, right? If they'd have came out with that article yesterday morning and then Jericho and them comes out that they're going to have their match, I'd have said, wow, that's some breaking news, right? So why I call wrestling fans, and this show the show for the Hills of Wrestling fan, because the three of us could have sat here, looked at the timeline between Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega that they've been arguing on Twitter and social media for upwards of about 4 months now, since July, early July, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Before he had his last match on SmackDown. So now you could see that Jericho was this win. If you follow I Am Jericho's podcast and how he's openly, verbally been speaking to a lot of the New Japan guys, the interview with Cody, which is to me, thank you, Dice Man, for turning me on to that, one of the best interviews I've ever heard, to be honest. WWE, get that damn man his name back, and he should not have to ask for his name back, side note, okay? His mama named him Rhodes, his daddy named him Rhodes, you know he's a Rhodes, give his damn name back. But again, we'll talk about that in another show. But it's finally going down. Wrestle Kingdom 12, I believe, you will get Chris Jericho taking on Kenny Omega. Dice Man, your thoughts on, to me, this epic match, because you finally get a true WWE Hall of Famer legend going over to New Japan Pro Wrestling, who's actively just recently been in WWE, to take on one of the brand new up and coming darlings of the internet.
Listen, I love everything about this. I'm a huge Omega fan. I'm probably even a more huge Chris Jericho fan, and I love everything about it. The one thing if you think that WWE did not know about this, I don't think that you're really thinking. Vince McMahon knows what's out there. Whether or not he's actually looking for it, I'm pretty sure he knows who Kenny Omega is. Somebody in that company has brought that man onto his radar. And who better than to have
Kenny
somebody?
Omega, according to Kenny Omega, he said the company's come at him like 10 times before. That's what he said. They've come at him, and he's turned the company down. That I don't take what you want to take. I personally don't buy that he turned the WWE down 10 times. That's just me. Maybe this year,
you're not turning him down 10 times. You're not turning him down 10 times. I don't care who you are. But
I say that because I read that in one of his tweets. My bad. Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
There's no way. I mean, what perfect person to have plant that bug to see if how good he can go with that style of wrestling other than Chris Jericho? Jericho has a great relationship with Triple H, who's been documented on stating that, you know, him and Triple H didn't get along for the longest time when he first came to WWE. Now they're really great friends. He looks at Vince McMahon like a father figure, like most wrestlers that have been in the company do. So why not say, hey, you know, once my contract is up, this part-time thing, you know, why don't I go around and see what other talent is out there and give you guys, my feedback? There's no way that you can't convince me that Vince McMahon didn't know about this or anybody in the WWE did not have some sort of, like, you know, some sort of knowledge of what Chris Jericho wanted to do. Because he's been raving about Omega before, even while he was on the road with the WWE. So I'm pretty sure they knew something about it. But I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's like some sort of stat that, like, this is all topic, but Cody Rhodes is wrestling he's going to be wrestling in like three different major promotions in 1 year, which is like unheard of. Did you know that? I saw that on a tweet, and I had to Google it. And yeah, he wrestled in. He did WrestleMania, then he did Ring of Honor's big show, and then he's going to be doing Wrestle Kingdom. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Wow. Just breaking news. Maybe not as it comes across my phone. This is off topic. Sorry. WWE releases Tough Enough winner Josh Bradle. You know, the big Yeti guy. From Tough Enough. Yet again, Tough Enough has failed, right? The winners of Tough Enough actually don't become the guys the company actually chooses to keep forever. Why the hell you have the contest? I know Hugo was always talking that nonsense before in the past. Hugo, with everything that's coming out, Wrestle Kingdom, Jericho, do you believe that this is something, you know, the company has had for a while? Because just to insert this a little bit, I do listen to his podcast. And when you have a podcast like Jericho's podcast, like a Stone Cold podcast, those kind of guys that have their podcast, and they interview, they talk candidly about these other promotions. Do you think this has been in the works for a while? Do you think this is some, you know, all right, let me rephrase that. Is this Vince McMahon sending HH and Eric Bischoff to TNA?
Man, to
that's
be honest,
the rumor,
with you,
right?
I
everybody said they sent them there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's the rumor. But I mean, obviously, it's here near say. But what I was trying to say, man, I think it has been all Chris Jericho. We know Chris Jericho's always been a controversial guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he always tweet. Like, remember, when he left the WWE, when was it, in 2006, everyone thought he was going to go to TNA. He kept on teasing that he was going to go to TNA. Obviously, then 2.5 years later, he came back to the WWE. So we all know that he's a WWE guy. However, he's coming to the age of his career where, yeah, he is still one of the best in the world and one of the best ever in our business that we all love. Chris Jericho is definitely one of the best. I think this has been Chris Jericho's seeds planted from the beginning, but obviously I think he's gone to Vince McMahon himself because, as DJ was saying, he has a very, very close relationship with Vince McMahon. He's like, hey, Vince, you know, I think they were trying to work with New Japan Pro Wrestling for a while in the last couple of years, the WWE and New Japan Pro Wrestling have. So I think this is Chris Jericho planting the seeds, like he has planted the seeds in other things before, especially, for example, he was a creator of Money in the Bank, as we know, and now look how Money in the Bank has been, you know what I mean? So I think this has been Chris Jericho's doing. Then I believe he went to Vince McMahon, and he's like, listen, we could do something very special. Let my contract run out, like DJ said. Let's go ahead and take it into Wrestle Kingdom. Let's have a hell of a match, and then we can transpire this over to WrestleMania season, where I think Kenny Omega will definitely be debuting in the WWE at WrestleMania for a return match. I think that's the way that it's going to be. I think all three parties are in cahoots. And when I mean all three parties, the WWE, Chris Jericho, the individual, and New Japan Pro Wrestling. But I think it has been from the beginning, it has been Chris Jericho himself planting the seeds so we can see something special going into WrestleMania season, starting out with Wrestle Kingdom, going into the Royal Rumble, and finally culminating at WrestleMania. I think this is fantastic. I think all of us as wrestling fans have something to look forward to in the new year. Mike, I'm excited, man. I am excited, and definitely this has both Chris Jericho and Vince McMahon's hands on it to make it something very special in the next couple of months.
Am I the only person, I guess, in the words of Dice Man, I'm going to have to be the naive one, in which I'm the one who always drinks the Kool-Aid, right? I think Jericho had this worked out. I'm not exactly sure how WWE feels about it. And the reason why I feel like I'm on both sides. I'm like Two-Face here. From, you know, anybody don't know anything about Batman. I want to flip a coin here because there's a very good side to say yes to both. You know what I mean? Jericho is a rebel. But then when you start to know the character, at least what they show you anyway, of the character, and I mean that as who they are as people, through his podcast, he can be more of himself, right? When he's in other interviews outside the company, they can be more themselves. But he's like Edge. He's like Big Show in a sense of they're WWE guys. You know what I mean? And they have enough respect for Vince to say, hey, this is what's going on over here, and I'm going to sue this other venture. Not just Vince wake up or Trips wake up this morning and go, what the hell? That was my Booker T. It was pretty bad. But you understand what I'm saying? Welcome to the program, as always, Toph, you're the biggest New Japan Pro Wrestling fan that I've known. I don't know many, right? But you're definitely one that I see on a daily basis promote that company. Since it's come to America dubbed, I have dabbled. Like I said, I've watched New Japan when I was a child. New Japan is not new, people. For those who don't know, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ric Flair wrestled there, Steamboat wrestled there, Vader was a champion. I've been watching New Japan Pro Wrestling my entire life. It's just fizzled out like other companies have fizzled out, but they're making their comeback now. So just put that in perspective. But Toph, news breaks, Alpha versus the Omega. A, your thoughts. B, was there collusion going on with the WWE behind the scenes? And three, how excited are you really?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely pretty interesting. You know, Jericho said numerous times over the years that, I think what he said was when he left WCW, and when he went to WWF at the time, he described WCW as like a black and white show But then when he was in WWF, it was like color and lights and detailed. And he basically said that he would never work for anyone else again. He would always work for Vince and no one else. I forgot exactly where he said that. He said he would never work for another promoter outside of Vince. He's been very adamant about that, said it in interviews, on his podcast, his book. And here he is working Wrestle Kingdom. And interestingly, he's not being advertised as Lionheart or Y2J. They're just simply calling him Chris Jericho, which is interesting. Omega and Jericho have been kind of in a Twitter feud. And, you know, Twitter is really where all the beef is nowadays, on Twitter. We were talking about that a few weeks ago with the Cody and Roman kind of having at each other. So I figured they were going to have a match like on the little cruise thing that Jericho's in advertising, but I didn't think in a million years it would happen at Wrestle Kingdom. That really kind of caught me off guard. To any fans listening out there, like if you're more of a WWE guy, if you don't really follow New Japan like that, Wrestle Kingdom's First of all, Wrestle Kingdom's the first show of the year. It's the biggest show for New Japan. It's basically their WrestleMania. It's basically the biggest wrestling show of the year that's not under a WWE banner. And Chris Jericho basically has been DLC'd into this show. So to give a WWE fan like just like a – I mean, that's really what this is. They're DLC'ing him. Like they just, oh, here's Jericho at Wrestle Kingdom. So to any WWE fan, it's like, what's the big deal? Imagine like if it's February – and you got, like, maybe 7 weeks to WrestleMania, and then out of nowhere, it's like, okay, instead of doing Roman versus Brock Lesnar, we're going to do Roman versus Okada. Like, we're going to get Okada from New Japan. Right. He's going to fight Roman at WrestleMania. That's basically what this is. So this is a really big move. Ultimately, it's good business for everybody involved. Not to get too off topic, but because, you know, Knox, we have other hobbies as well. Crossovers, it's all the rage these days. Crossovers and video games, television shows, movies. And so it only makes sense for pro wrestling to follow suit as well. So, but crossovers in wrestling are harder because you got different companies, you know, different people booking, so many egos, who goes over. Nobody wants to make their guy look bad. So.
But these two companies have worked together for years, though. You know what I mean?
Right,
they
have.
Put things, you know, bring it to the, you know, behind the curtain, if you will. You know what I mean? So
I definitely agree with Hugo. I think there's going to be some type of trade involved. I don't just see – I mean, this is a big deal for them because this is going to be a lot of exposure for New Japan because what New Japan lacks – and, you know, I'm a New Japan fan, but I'll be honest. Like, fans don't dismiss the wrestling for New Japan. Everyone knows it's got good wrestling.
No.
But what it lacks is if you're a casual WWE fan, or I don't want to sound insulting, if you're just a WWE guy – where is that incentive? Where is that person to make you want to tune in and go out of your comfort zone? Like in TNA, when guys like Christian and Kurt Angle went to TNA, that was how WWE guys would, you know, fans would, they would watch TNA initially to see Christian and Kurt Angle, but then as they were watching, they discovered an AJ or a Samoa Joe or whoever was there at the time. So that's what New Japan lacks. It lacks that Daniel Bryan, that CM Punk. Like, where is that casual name to make a WWE fan be like, you know what, I'm going to subscribe to New Japan World just so I can see this guy. But I never thought about Jericho. He is that guy, and he's one of them. So I'm very excited, but I definitely agree with Hugo. This is definitely – I just can't see this happening without some type of trade. I'm going to predict right now at some point – I don't know if we're going to see Omega at WrestleMania per se, but – my prediction is at some point in 2018, do not be surprised if you see a top New Japan star, whether it's a one-off appearance or whether it's like some type of coup, like leaving New Japan and signing. But I expect to see a New Japan star in a WWE capacity at some point in 2018. I just can't see this as a one-off.
The best thing about the whole thing here, and this is where – I know King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter is listening to my social media to the stars and icons, my grand across the pond that will check out this podcast, my man Jazz Kumar across the pond, and we're very big in the UK, to be completely honest. I had to tell them, this is why you have to watch it, because we're the winners. Mike Grant from Jam's podcast, formerly known as Smack Talk Center's podcast right here on the BDSR Networks, has a saying, whoever loses, we win. You know what I mean? And I'm taking that because, as you just said, as you guys, smart as you can be as wrestling fans, you got Chris Jericho going to New Japan. And what are we doing? And we've been doing this program for 5-6 years now, right, guys? I've never opened up with TNA. I've never opened up with anything else other than The Week in WWE, right? Because that's what the bread is buttered on the field that I choose to eat on, you know? And here we are talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is going to bring exposure now to who? Cody, for those who didn't respect him, who tried to love him now. The Bullet Club. You're not just going to go there and just watch Cody Rhodes and Omega, which may not even be the main event, to be real. Because they have a heavyweight champion over there that's pretty fucking over, right? And Okada. So this is going to drive eyeballs to this thing. So I'm asking this question, and we're going to move on from the Alpha versus the Omega. A, will this continue to be booked social media-wise? And B, January 4th at probably 4 o'clock in the morning, Dice Man, will you be watching?
Listen, I will set my alarm. My body's still trying to get used to this, you know, daylight savings time thing, but
oh,
I think I can definitely schedule
client.
It. Listen, it's going to take about a whole month. It's going to take a whole month. I think social media is – I think wrestling is the audience for wrestling, regardless of the old school people are like, oh, you know, like those fans are like – people are like, hey, is Austin still there? Like, oh, no, I stopped watching when he quit. Like those fans, like a lot of people think
my
that
wife,
like those fans
my
are
wife
gone.
Watching when
and like they keep saying, oh, that's when wrestling was at its biggest. No, now is when wrestling is at its biggest. If you figure if you could have social media in the 90s, holy S. Like –
Yeah.
You can have social media in the late 90s, even the mid 90s, like it wrestling would be just as big as like the NFL or the MLB. Like it's that huge. So like I figure now in this social media era, I think social media is great for wrestling because some people they don't necessarily want to tune in for 2 hours to watch, you know, Raw or SmackDown.
We discussed that before. Is that Raw is too long? We got to 3 hours. It's time to put it back to the two. That's why a lot of people feel the SmackDown, for what it's worth, is better. The 2 hours, right? So you can build this through social media. You don't have to watch any of the shows right now because it's already been publicized and documented is the word I guess I should have used first, how these two went at it, right, guys?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, me personally, I don't mind the 3 hours. I like the 3 hours simply because there's more time to build actual stories. There's more segments. There's more character.
If they do it.
Yeah, if they do it. So, you know, sometimes they'll have, like, a really great storyline, and that whole show is based on that storyline that's going to be the main event. You know, and that's when I love – I absolutely think Raw, they do a great job whenever they build that around just that one main event. Remember back in the Attitude Era, we would get that all the time. You know, like Triple H and Rock, they would open up, you know, the segment with Nation of Domination versus DX. And throughout the night, you're seeing small segments that's leading up to the climax at the end of the night. And I think WWE, sometimes they get it right when they do it, and sometimes they don't. And, you know, but, like, as far as social media with it, I think it's great because they can sit – what they can't get on air, they can plant the seeds through social media. And I think that's the best part about this. Like, WWE knows exactly who Kenny Omega is regardless if they needed somebody to go over there. And simply because this – I want to go back to that because Christian
– Go back to it.
There's certain guys in the WWE that Vince values their opinion, and from the podcast
Jericho's
and things that I've listened to, Jericho's one of them, Christian is one of them, and Booker T is one of them. Christian and Booker T went to TNA and had a really successful, you know, outing with them. They both ended up world champions, and they had pretty good runs there. Yeah, and so, you know, they come back to WWE on good terms, and they're like, hey, what'd you see over there? Oh, you know, they got some people over there. You know, they got this kid, AJ Styles, you know, like, you know. And so AJ's been on the radar because, I mean, AJ was in WWE before. He wrestled on Velocity, like, twice, but he was pretty trash then. But, you know, like, so they know exactly who Kenny Omega is.
You just said at one point AJ Styles was trash at one point. I wasn't to know
yes.
that I heard that shit, and you will never forget it. at the nine at the 29 minute mark of the show. You'll be like
I'm a huge AJ Styles. I'm a huge AJ fan. Like,
say what you said.
Listen, with the match that I saw, the match that I saw on Velocity was horrible. First of all, you didn't even recognize who AJ Styles was. Like, I think he was at least like 19 or something like that.
AJ. He wasn't even AJ. He was like Alan Jacob. He wasn't even AJ. Just made up stuff for him.
Real quick, speaking of Jacobs, please tell me you guys saw Kane rip off the Bullet Club T-shirt for his campaign.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's so great. I did see that. I saw that. It was like, and then the Bullet Club kind of responded and kind of made the Undertaker like an honorary member without him even knowing he's an honorary member of the Bullet Club. Again, this stuff between
I love it.
The Bullet Club, the Young Bucks, the New Day. These are things that and it's why I'm glad Toph's here, because he's the international wrestling fan. You know what I mean? Even though Hugo's the one that's actually from another country, right? He is a Jets fan, by the way, right? But this is something that these guys in the company desperately seek and desperately want, like desperately seeking Susan. All right, I'm old, right? As a Madonna movie, my bad. I got to find different puns. I'm in a younger audience. My bad. No, F that. Definitely Seeking Susan was a bad movie, okay? But Madonna was in it, so people know about it. You should know about it, too, all right? Wrestling fans, stop it, all right? No, seriously. I mean, listen, I'm tired of apologizing for stuff because I'm the one who came up in a great era in life in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Don't get mad at me, you young son of a... All right? So, because I wouldn't say that anymore because that's calling your mama's names, right? So we call your sons of bastards. But, no, seriously, these guys want this. You know what I mean? And what you just mentioning, what you mentioned right now, Dice Man, which brought me to this conclusion or this point, rather, is that the WWE knows this. And guess who I think knows this more than anything, who I've been trying to get over with you fans for years, who knows this, who knows the business? One, Triple H, right? We've said this before, that if Triple H had more control of the company, these guys would still probably – I think things would be a lot different if he had 100% control of the company, right? Despite people saying this or saying that about him, I think he has a good eye for the company. So I'm going to ask that same question to you, Hugo, Mr. Booger Sugar himself. Not that he does Booger Sugar, but he's from Colombia. It all goes together.
Such a stereotypical racist.
What is Colombia best known for besides their women?
Coffee.
Okay. I do love Colombian coffee.
Next to Valdez, Juan Valdez, what's the next thing they're known for?
Juan Valdez.
Booger, you're an asshole, sugar. Mike. Okay. You're an asshole. So damn it. Shit, I'm just trying to make a point. It's podcasting radio live on Fox Sports, minus the cussing. They bleep us out. Shit. See, I'm going to do it again. Hold on. Okay, let's see if we can catch the censors. Fuck that shit, you dumb motherfuckers. Watch nothing if you don't. All right, I'm probably in trouble right now. Okay. Are you watching this January 4th? Because it's okay, because if we do, guess what? Swing! I still got an audience, okay? I had an audience before Fox Sports. I'm going to have an audience after Fox Sports because we are Fox Sports, right? That's the saying, right?
I
used up their own pun, right? Seriously, January 4th, are you watching this? It's going to be what? Help me off, Tom. We're there about 22 hours ahead of us? 20
no,
hours ahead 17. Of us?
They're like pretty much a whole day ahead of us.
No, seriously, they're a whole day ahead of us. Seriously, here we are. I think last time they had Wrestle Kingdom, people woke up at like, what, 4, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it. Right?
Yeah, basically,
so,
this is what you do. This is what you do to watch Wrestle Kingdom or to watch like any New Japan show. You do one of two things. Well, firstly, if you're spoiled like me and you work a night shift, staying up late isn't a problem anyway. If you don't do that, then your best bet is to like basically go home.
YouTube it.
Well, yeah, there's highlight videos on that. But if you want to watch it live, you want to go to sleep early, take a nap, like go to sleep like at 8 or 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at the latest. Get an alarm clock, have it wake you up like at 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning. If I could describe what it's like watching Wrestle Kingdom live, because, you know, because you said it yourself before, Knox. I think you said this once a long time ago, like 2 years ago. You said, like, wrestling shows are for the fans there in attendance. It's not really meant
for
TV, stuff like that.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Wrestle Kingdom, New Japan, is one of those shows where it's like, you need to watch it live. Like, you can look at a replay or a highlight video, but to see the magic, you need to watch it live. The best way I can describe watching Wrestle Kingdom, you know, like when you were a kid, and it's like the day before Christmas, and like your parents tell you to go to sleep, you know, so Santa doesn't like, you know, give you coal or whatever. You go to sleep, you pretend to be asleep, but you're not really asleep. You're just pretending, and you're like, oh man, I can't wait to get up and, you know, open the presents and stuff like that. Take that like excited feeling and like basically have it go on for like 4 or 5 hours. It's just like that. You watch Wrestle Kingdom, you're like, you know, you're drinking coffee, whatever, you know, whatever drink you want to drink. You're drinking that. You're just absolutely crazy. You're posting stuff on social media, and then the show's over basically when everybody else wakes up, like at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. So if you're a regular person, you wake up, you check your Facebook, your Twitter. Seeing all this feed, and you're like, what?
Flag, put a quarter in the meter and come back. Are you telling me this shit's 4 or 5 hours like WrestleMania?
No. Oh, but here's the thing. One thing, though. They have intermission. New Japan has intermissions. That's the big difference. And another thing that New Japan does. If there's two things, if you're a WWE fan, there's two things you know about New Japan. One, they have intermissions. Usually, like for instance, if they have like 8 or 9 matches, after the fourth match, there'll be like an intermission that lasts like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And during the intermission, they'll show like highlights of what you've missed so far and stuff like that. This is the biggest difference between New Japan and WWE. And a lot of like first time watchers struggle with this. All right. So, you know, when you watch a WWE pay-per-view, right? How many times is like the opening match, like, you know, like a tag match, or take WrestleMania for instance, right? The opening match would be like a ladder match or a tag match or something like that.
Be careful. Don't start dissing my company.
What WWE does is they have like really hot openers, right? Like the first two matches are openers, but then like in the middle of the card, they'll have like cool off matches, or as some fans say, filler, if that makes sense, right? What New Japan does is New Japan, the matches get better as the card progresses. New Japan books their shows like how you see a UFC stuff.
I remember that style of, you know, back in the day. Again, I told you guys, I'm not new to this New Japan stuff, all right? We're talking about it now because it's back, baby, okay? And it's been back, honestly, for about 3 years, right? When you knew that Jim Ross went there, you should have started paying attention. Let's be real. Right? When you heard, I'm sorry, did they say Jim Ross was going to, oh, wow, that's bad. All right, go ahead, Hugo. Your question got hijacked. Go ahead. Answer it.
No, I just wanted to let you know that it's not 20 hours. You guys make it seem like it's the next day. It's actually 14 hours from here to Tokyo in time difference.
That's what Google's for. Look at you. You use your Google app. Way to go.
I have to. I have to research.
Google's more than mine.
Trying to make
Google
me already wake up at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning for it to watch.
No BS. Last year, I woke up to go to work.
Because those shows are like 5 hours long.
I woke up to go to work. Everybody was already watching it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
I remember
it was on. Right.
Both last year.
Both tweeting about it. And both stopped tweeting, Facebooking about it. Right.
Yeah, it was Tope was watching it. It was 4 in the morning, and he didn't finish until it was like 10 in the morning. So I thought it was like, damn, 6 hours watching of that. But will I be watching live, man? Listen, I can't wake up to watch the rest. I'm sorry. I will be YouTubing. I will be Huluing, whatever they're going to go ahead and put it on there. Because listen, man, 4 a.m. to watch wrestling, I'm straight on that. However, I know it's hard to get off of social media as soon as you wake up, because the first thing that we do is we check our damn phone.
That's how we are
so depending about the phones. But I guess what I'll do that day, I put it on Do Not Disturb now, Mike. I think that's the best thing out there, because, you know, when you get messages probably like at 2 or 3 in the morning on your iPhone.
I do it when I'm driving.
Yeah, it's great. So what I'll do is I'll just get on my laptop and I'll watch it because I definitely don't want to get it spoiled. But nah, I'm not waking up at no 4 a.m. to watch no damn wrestling. Get the hell out of here, man. Not even WrestleMania to make
side
me
note,
up 4 in the morning to watch it.
Shit, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch WrestleMania. But side note, before we go and finish, we got some questions coming in from off of Facebook as well as Twitter. People listening to the show, shout out to my man Michael Sneed listening to the program right now. Breaking news, we have some injuries in the WWE overseas right now. Your girl may have come back, and now she may really be gone, Dice Man. Yeah, your girl overseas, Nia Jax, got injured today, as well as Sin Cara. No one really cares about Sin Cara. Matter of fact, Sin Cara blocked me on Twitter. Remember that thing, Hugo, when he blocked
that
me?
That was too funny.
We made Sin Cara, I believe he was trending that day. And what pay-per-view was that? It was whatever pay-per-view it was. He got mad. I mean, he really got mad. He blocked me. And then people were like, block me. It was funny as hell. But, yeah, Nia Jax.
Is that when he boxed
Sin
his
Cara
jump for his entrance?
Yes. No. I don't know what the hell it was. No, matter of fact, it wasn't even him. I wasn't even making fun of him. I was making fun of Enzo Amore saying,
yeah.
They say that he bosses. And next thing you know, he got so mad, like, well, that wasn't me. That was the other Sin Cara. And they started, like, putting up videos to prove the difference between him and the other Sin Cara, right? So then I'm like, I don't even know. I literally didn't say anything. The fans, because he responded to it, just went in on him. Well, you do be botching. Here go proof. And they just started sitting proof of his botches. That wasn't me. They didn't like, yes, it was. It was both of y'all. It's the mask. And then he blocked me. And I said, damn, he blocked me. So literally everyone started responding to him. It had been about, I was close to say, 10,000 retweets and responses where they were like, block me. And he literally went on a blocking spree. So I had to go to my other Twitter account to look at it to see how the times he was blocking everybody. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was funny.
But anyway,
it was great.
It was funny. Forget Sin Cara. No one thinks about him anyway. But Nia Jax got hurt tonight. But the question coming in from Facebook, and I get this question to you, Hugo, from my man Mike Limitless Sneed. He said, do you think this should be some stipulations in this match, or will it be one fall in the Jericho Kenny Omega match?
It's got to be one fall. I don't think there should be any type of stipulation. Let him go at it, and just tear the house down. You don't need a gimmick match to be to be the best match on the card. Just let it be one fall to the finish, and that's it. Keep it simple.
What do you think about that, Dice Man? Do you think it should be one fall and it's all? Would there be some stipulations in here? Well, you guys have just been talking about to throw them. Hey, if I beat you, now come to my neighborhood or my backyard, the WWE, and see if you can get over in our crowd. Because remember, I'm on record to say this, and I'm not afraid to say it because we're in this conversation very heavy. I think he's a little bit overrated. Not saying he can't wrestle. I was wrong about Kevin Durant. I thought he'd be Darius Miles. I can admit that. I was hellified wrong, okay? I think if I look at – I did. I thought it was let's not say that again. I thought he was going to be another Darius Miles, but he's not. He's Kevin Durant. He's one of the best in the world. But I think when I look at Kenny Omega wrestle, when I look at Kenny Omega have the microphone in his hand, I see Seth Rollins. And so because of that, I can't look at him as something great. That's just me. I think he's an average wrestler that's over with the internet wrestling fans that are anti-WWE. That's my thought. I laid it out there. You can tweet it, write it out. I don't give a fuck. It's my opinion. Don't like it. Listen anyway. So, again, I ask you that question, Dice Man. Should this be one fall at all, or will there be stipulation?
No. For right now, one fall to rule them all. WWE realizes they know that they can make money. The only thing is they have to get – New Japan on board with wanting to make more money. And to me, New Japan is more about it. Pro wrestling to them is like really dope art. Everything to them is, it's really traditional. It's really like very sacred. And they care more about the actual art of wrestling than the actual making money aspect of it. Like that comes later down the totem pole for them. But once WWE, like, once they have people watching this and they get a whiff of it and, like, hey, we got some money coming over, yeah. Like, you know, like, they get on the phone with them, like, hey, let's do something more. Like, you know, why don't y'all come to WrestleMania? We can plant some seeds and, you know. So I think we can get at least 2 to 3 more matches out of this. It doesn't even have to be them. If we can just get another match out of this from anybody from WWE and New Japan, I think that Jericho and Kenny Omega have done its justice in bringing pro wrestling together even more.
You know what? It's like fight the power. You know what I mean? Or what was that when it happened at West Coast? All in the same gang, right? It's like that's what Chris Jericho just put the Bloods and the Crips together with WWE and New Japan Pro Wrestling, right? He's the Blood or he's the Crip or whatever. Well, I'm sorry, he's the Alpha and he is the Omega, right? Which I just hate that terminology personally. Like, isn't Omega like the second best next to an Alpha? I don't think Omega's the second best, but hey, you're pumping that way. I'm still gonna watch it because Jericho's there. But I have this question now that King Von Jr. 720, so to make sure you guys follow him while you're at it, please follow me as well, Mike Knotts, and the show you listen to, Talk. What is the damn Perfect Plex here? What is our Perfect? Yeah, it's Talk Perfect Plex, because the other one got jacked, so I forgot it. This is the one that we do use, Talk Perfect Plex. That's T-A-L-K, Perfect and Plex. Come on, you can't spell that, then please don't listen to us. But he says that Finn Balor was a better leader than the Bullet Club than Kenny Omega. And that made me think, and I'm actually going to go with you, Talk, on this question. Now, we know that Finn Balor was one. We know that AJ was one. Is Kenny Omega the leader of the Bullet Club? Because from where I'm watching over the last 60, 90 days, I thought it was Cody, not named Rhodes. Who is the leader of the Bullet Club there, Talk?
That's the ongoing story. They were doing some stories for it earlier this summer. Like, they were doing some tension between Omega and Cody, and then they just kind of dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine they'll go back to it. But technically, they turned on AJ, and then AJ left before he went to WWE. Omega left the Cruiserweight or Junior Weight division, became a heavyweight, and from that point forward, he was the leader. Then Cody left WWE, came to Ring of Honor, did the Bullet Club thing. So, yeah, they're both kind of like dual leaders, stuff like that. So I can tell you, though, that
like,
it's
like Hall and Nash and H-H?
Sort of. Kind of. Basically, what the real problem is, the real problem with the Bullet Club is they got this YouTube thing called, like, Being the Elite. They got their YouTube show and stuff like that. And the real problem is, like, from a financial standpoint, they're making more money now than they've ever made, mainly because of the Hot Topic deal. You know, they got the Bullet Club merch on Hot Topic and stuff like that.
I got my this shirt coming.
Right, but the real problem with the Bullet Club is it's like the Bullet Club has kind of split into two factions. There's the Elite, and then there's everybody else. And the Elite is like Omega, the Bucks, and Cody, and like everybody else is just kind of there, sort of. Kind of like it's like how people complain about the It's like how folks complain about the X-Men movies, not necessarily the later ones, but like the first one, where it's like it's really more of Wolverine and Friends and not really X-Men or something. So, but yeah, technically Omega's the leader, I guess, sort of, but yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Do me a favor, Vaughn. Oh, good Lord. Go ahead.
I don't know how loud I'm coming off. I got turtle beaches on. I'm sorry. But
yeah, I know what you have on. What are you playing, by the way? Stop, pause. What are you playing?
I'm playing Fortnite right now, so it's all good, though.
I died.
I died, so I'm good. That whole Bullet Club storyline, you know what that is? That's an exact replica ripoff of the Main Event Mafia. With Sting was the original leader. I love everything about the Main Event Mafia.
You and your Main Event Mafia love. God,
throw the M's up, baby. The greatest faction in professional wrestling history. The only faction to ever have every member be a world champion.
And you know what, man? The people, the Main Event Mafia is interesting, but you know what? When the Main Event Mafia, for better or for worse, throughout all of TNA's issues, when Main Event Mafia first started during that period of time, I mean, people can laugh anyway, TNA was doing better business during that time. That was when they did Las Vegas Impact thing. That was when they started doing, like, paper – because they would – before, most of their pay-per-views would be, like, in the the Impact Zone. But they actually were starting to get money to revenue to, like, to do shows outside of that. I remember a lot of WWE fans that hated TNA. They did not care about TNA. But they were totally into that Main Event Mafia story.
Because of Vince, right? Technically, he really did put them out of business. Didn't he take over the Florida area where they were always filming at, and then he brought NXT here?
Yeah. He did.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I was working up the wrong tree there. I could have been wrong. I thought y'all, when y'all kind of pulled up, I go, damn, maybe I had the wrong state. All right. Do me a favor, Vaughn. I need two polls up, okay? Two poll questions, please, Vaughn. All right. I'm going to take it slow so you can get them up there and get them out there for me properly. Please, Vaughn. King Vaughn Jr. 720 on Twitter. First poll. The TNA Impact, or whatever the hell they were, Main Event Mafia. Overrated, underrated, or trash? TNA's Main Event Mafia. Overrated, underrated, or trash? Okay.
Will you do that? Make sure it's the original Main Event Mafia, not that second coming with Rampage Jackson.
I don't think I'm going to count that one. So if they looked and said Rampage Jackson's Main Event Mafia, then they're not intelligent wrestling fans, and they're probably somewhere in a realm somewhere that doesn't exist.
Man,
okay.
Knox, the wrestling fan and me, the wrestling fan and me, it makes it impossible. You can't say anything. How can you say something negative about the Main Event Mafia? Man, Kurt Angle, he got a 3-star match out of Matt Morgan.
Sorry.
Matt Morgan was garbage.
What?
Listen, Matt Morgan was
so underrated.
He was garbage. He was supposed to be the next Undertaker. I saw this thing in WWE Magazine that I've been stuck on ever since when I used to read it and thought it was like gospel. And it was like the blueprint and how he was built and how he was going to be the new Undertaker. I fell for that stuff. All right? So the second poll, all right? The second poll, Vaughn, he tweeted, if y'all got a chance to go vote. What are we voting on, Vaughn? Is that on Soul and Sports page or is it on Perfect Plex page? I gave you a log into Perfect Plex as well. Y'all, you never tweet from there. I don't understand. But it's probably on Soul and Sports page. So Soul and Sports, that's S-O-U-L, capital letter N, Sports. Guys, if you haven't followed that one, go there. That's probably the full list. We're going to retweet it from Talk Perfect Plex page as well. But second poll. All right, here it is. I had it, and we kept talking. All right. Second poll, the NWO. Who was the leader? Hogan? Shit, I just said his name. Actually, I didn't say both his names, so it's okay. Hogan? You don't put the other word.
No.
Okay.
We just let go. Just let it go and talk. Just
no,
say
I'm
it.
I'm never going to let it go, okay? So he gives me a real – listen, I went to his shop down here in Orlando – and I literally spit on the side of the building. I did. I said it on the rear. I didn't pee on it. I might have done that, but I'm not going to admit to that. But I spit on this building, okay? So,
I'm pretty sure you
Hogan,
taught that building a lesson.
Hall or Ned? You know what? They didn't call me. I didn't just leave my mark. It wasn't just a spot. It wasn't a dog named spot. It wasn't a liver spot. It wasn't my spot, but it was a spot, okay, on that ball. All right? So, Hall, Ned, or Hogan? Who was the leader, the NWO? No, don't even write that, Vaughn. I got a new one. And you said it was trash, too? Screw you, but fix this question. New poll, all right? The Bullet Club, who was a better leader? Cody, you already know who they are, all right? Bullet Club, who was a better leader? There you go. You already know who they are. You could tweet it. Better leader of the Bullet Club, all right? And if you want to, how about this for kicks? What if secretly it's the Young Bucks, right? They're in everybody's face, right? Well, go ahead and figure it out. There it is, guys. It's out there. 347-637-3859. Hey, Huggo, do you know what tonight is? We are actually doing a show right now. We're doing a show right now why TNA is having their Bound for Glory pay-per-view. Literally,
wow, I didn't even know that. I did not know
literally
that.
Literally as we speak. TNA is having
did you know that
Bound
though?
For Glory pay-per-view. Of course, Toss knew that.
Yeah, I knew. Mm-hmm.
See? And guess who showed up backstage, guys? Santino Marella. And guess
wow.
who was also there backstage?
Don't hold the suspense for me for Santino Marella. Don't do that. Just give him.
No,
don't,
that's
just
not what
give
I know. How does that song go? Buttercup. Build me down just to break me down, right? Your boy showed up. Who has the greatest move in professional wrestling history? Come on. Let's be real. The greatest move in professional wrestling history.
Let me guess.
Amanda
the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah, that's what
Petey Williams.
Petey Williams was there tonight.
Canadian Destroyer.
Little Petey Pump.
Canadian Destroyer. Little Petey Pump. All right, guys.
Oh, man.
Pulled out all the stops, and he didn't win, though. It's okay. He didn't win. He didn't win. All right. It's actually going on as we speak right now. I want to hear some results. I give them to you, and here they come. I had them, and then my computer said, what are you doing? Clicking on something that says TNA, and it kicked me right out. No lie, it did. I was, like, literally on it, scrolling down, and it backed itself up. Like, what are you doing looking at TNA Bound for Glory live results? Like, we have friends that work for TNA, guys. Let's be real. We have friends that work for TNA, okay? It's the truth. We do. Like, we know people in the company. And I tell people, it's not me dissing the wrestlers. Whenever you hear me diss TNA, it's not me saying I don't think those guys can go, because that's not the truth, okay? It's the fact that the company's a piece of shit, all right? We had the X Division Championship, six-way match. You had Trevor Lee to beat Petey Williams, Sanjay Dutt, Max Seidel. That match was probably dope, okay? Desmond Xavier and Garza.
Jesus,
I know that match.
Dutt is still going?
I know that match was hot. Yo, Sanjay Dutt can go. Max Seidel can go. Garza Jr. can go. That match was probably incredible. First of all, Petey Williams ordered all of them. Okay, so let's not get hype about the Canadian Destroyer and then rip Sanjay Dutt. Okay, just saying, he's a friend of the program.
No, I never ripped him. I just said he's still going. I asked, he's still going. I can't believe he's still going.
Yeah, he's still going. Alberto Patron, fresh off a brand new Page Leak tape that I heard is dropping this week along with Alexa Bliss. Okay, when some no seriously, they say she's in another sex tape, y'all. Like,
no,
they're purposely sabotaging her career, yo. That's really crazy. Right, he wins the Monster. They had to kick her off. All right, he wins Monsters Ball, and what else is going on here at Bound for Glory? What is it? Is that even on a pay per view? Can you order Bound for Glory, or is it like
yes.
on a Fight Network?
Yes, it's on the pay per view.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's too many fans are too spoiled by $9.99. It's $39. It's $49 if you order. Yeah.
Damn.
Let me see my
DirecTV.
Yeah. So I actually did some calls today. I was curious. Yeah, I was curious. I did some calls today. I did some research online. You know, some places, you know, like there's the UFC fight, you know, what was that, yesterday? Last night, I think. So some bars you can go to and, you know, they order a pay-per-view you can watch. So I was curious to see, like, if any of the big, you know, like, you know, any restaurants or bar and grills are going to do anything for Bound for Glory tonight. And as far as I know, none of the big states in America that I'm aware of are doing it. But TNA, they or Impact, whatever you want to call them now, they do pay-per-views so obscurely. So that's probably why.
So right now, the vote for TNA Main Event Mafia, trash, 100%. Just so you know right now. I bet you one was me and one was Vaughn. You got to retweet it, guys. And get...
Let me get my damn topic up, man. Y'all sabotaging my boys right now.
Listen, all right, guys, let's talk about it. Listen, our time's almost up, damn it. We've talked about New Japan.
We haven't even got the Raw or SmackDown.
And Kenny Omega, right. Listen, it's crazy right now, guys. 3-4-7-6-3-7-3-5-9. All right, the weekend wrestling, which clearly was led in – wow, this – all right, so Raw and SmackDown. All right, guys, so Raw saw the return. I thought Raw was pretty good, if you can remember a week ago, right? Like, I used to do things that had little seeds in it that don't have seeds no more or sticks, so my memory is not as good as it used to be, right? But it's clear now. But from what I can remember, I thought Raw was good, right? I remember thinking, ooh, that was a pretty good show, right? But as Cam Mee would say if he was here, wrestling's about what you remember from it last, right? If you don't remember something from it, then how good was it really? And I do remember Raw. I remember us watching it live, Dice, and you being ahead of me ruined the fact that Samoa Joe was back, right? And Braun Strowman coming out of the trash, Nia Jax being back, everything that took place on Raw. The only problem I'm going to say I have with Raw, and I know this might take some people take people back a little bit, because although I've become a Miz fan, right? Just to reiterate it again for those who are new to the program, but if you've been here, you already know what I'm going to say. I've been a fan of The Miz since WrestleMania 27. That entrance made me a fan. Before then, I hated him, thought he sucked, whatever, moving on, right? But when all of a sudden it really became, it's really his show. It was run by, you know, The Miz, like the week before. And I'm not knocking wrestling for this or the segment for this, because I think this is how wrestling has always been, at least Raw and Nitro from when it was running and TNA. You run a show behind one story, and everybody else's story is behind that main story that you're focusing on. And I thought Raw did a very good job in telling that story with The Miz wondering, was Braun Strowman going to come back and attack him and get them back? It was also filled with good matches, despite the fact that people complained and bitched and cried and moaned. Hey, Black Rose on Twitter. Hey, Joanna Champion on Twitter. Sorry, what Gallows and them did, it's Halloween. I'm going to say this again. WWE will always have a comedy stick in their show somewhere. And what you may not like in wrestling, this is, here it is. Like, I got to mess with that dimension that doesn't exist. I got to mess with wrestling fans every single week, because I need you guys to get to a position in yourself as fans, which I know it means short for fanatic, to understand that everything is not for us. When I watch wrestling, I never, ever sit back like Hugo did at WrestleMania when his boy lost. No offense, Hugo, just point out a point. And my boy Damian, who I sat next to, who I met at WrestleMania, who also did the same thing. When Bray Wyatt lost, he was ready to leave. I don't understand how you guys can do that. I sit back, I watch wrestling, and if I don't like it, you give it a Kanye shrug. Oh, well, next section, you know? But you guys take to social media, which I'm going to use this because we interviewed him and he said it, and I'm going to keep using it. They're 2% of you they don't give a shit about, okay? They don't care about you crying on social media because they got India, okay? They got the UK. They got probably Mexico. They don't care about the 2% of crying little girls and boys who are grown-ass men complaining about what Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson had to do. You know what Luke Anderson and Carl Anderson got that you don't have? A damn paycheck on TV. Okay? And they like that South Pole, what is that shit called, Toph? That promotion they're doing, the South Pole-y thingy. Right, not the clothes, because if you wore South Pole, and some of you know who I'm talking about, Rob, okay, you were not cool. Don't wear South Pole. Not a cool thing to wear, okay? It's just not cool. If you wore South Pole, you were Mexican or you were poor. Point blank and simple. Okay?
Wow.
I can't breathe.
What it is.
I can't breathe.
Okay?
Why are you insulting, like, my high school life? Where did that even come from?
I'm sorry if that was you, Toph, that you just fit the description. South Pole was never cool. You know you my bro, okay? You know you went from being a homie I knew to a friend. If you listen to me and watch what I write on things, I'm very careful how I use the word bro. If I say bro, that means we're really cool and you're like a brother. Okay?
Oh,
so, bro, don't take it personal.
I don't disagree with you.
You wasn't cool.
I don't disagree with you. I just think it was just part of the oh man, I might get shot for saying this, but you know, it's whatever. I think if I had to blame anybody, like during the early 2000s, it was like if Jay-Z or like Ludacris was like seen wearing something, everybody did. I don't know why. I don't know.
Jay-Z never wore a South Pole. He had on mountain gear.
I'm pretty
sure he has. Jay-Z ain't never have on no damn South Pole.
Maybe Jay-Z didn't, but there are guys in his videos that did.
And damn sure Diddy didn't. It was Tommy Hilfiger. It was FUBU.
Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri? Welcome to Atlanta. There was a lot of South Pole in that video.
Jermaine
in jersey.
Dupri didn't have on no South Pole.
Everybody wore jerseys.
No South Pole. Jermaine Dupri didn't wear no South Pole. I'm just trying to keep it funky and keep it real. In the 90s, where you guys were teenagers, I was trying to live their lives, right? I'm gonna say trying, right? Because I didn't have their money. But in the 90s, I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, and I was kind of doing it very well, okay? And I stayed up on my gear because my ex-best friend made sure that we stayed up on our gear. Everybody was rocking Timberlands. We were the first ones in Delaware to rock mountain gear, okay, the different color mountain gears. Everybody else was buying We were buying Avirex before people knew what Avirexes were because it was just clearly a New York thing. All right. So, but just moving on. Just my point I'm making. Okay, is that Carl Anderson and them don't care, and it's a segment. And if look how long Santino Marella got over in wrestling for being comedy. No one thinks because they did that match made them a comedy act. They just they do it so well. Why not have them fit it? You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I said, like, look at Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. They can be funny. So on a holiday that's for children, why not appeal? Because wrestling is for kids. It's not for us anymore, guys. Okay? We get our we get what we get out of it, but it's not for us. All right, that was my point. My jam ball went on. I went a little bit too long. SmackDown, other big news that we should talk about, okay, and I'll be brief and give you guys back the floor. I apologize. Is we thought that SmackDown was good, right, until Wednesday morning hit, and then we realized that the WWE felt that they might have made a mistake, and it's not going to be gender versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series, because all of a sudden on Tuesday, what was supposed to be a different kind of match with Alex Jacob, a.k.a. AJ Styles, okay, he is now wrestling Jinder Mahal for the title. What the hell is that all about, Hugo? As I give my weekend wrestling belt grade, I give it 4 out of 5 rated R superstar titles. I thought the weekend wrestling was great because of that news that came out on Wednesday. I thought Raw was good, and then of course what we talked about for the last hour, Omega versus Jericho. So I give it a 4.5. I'll give it 4 out of 5 rated R superstar title belts. My bad, Colombian Dean, you. I love you. Your week in wrestling, what you think about that news coming out from Alex Jacob, a.k.a. AJ Styles?
Well, Top was saying it. He said it time after time. Jinder Mahal is straight trash as champion. He's just a paper champion. I love Jinder Mahal for what he has done to come up in the rankings, but I think this is a scapegoat to get the title off of him. And it's unfortunate because, listen, I would love to see AJ Styles win the title
history,
again.
The
I think
worst champion in WWE history, as far as selling merchandise is concerned? I'm just being honest.
Oh, Jinder Mahal?
Yeah.
He's up there. He's in the conversation, period.
Yeah,
Psycho
for being the worst champion ever. He really is. And I like Jinder. I'm not one of them guys to get on Jinder. I just think that, you know, the people don't respect Jinder because of what it used to be.
No,
and
they don't.
Wrestling fans, again, they just don't. You have to suspend your disbelief. That's wrestling. Suspend your disbelief.
I don't think that's Jinder Mahal's fault. I don't think that's
Jinder Mahal's fault. Well, WWE, they shoved him too quickly.
Right, it's not Jinder Mahal. I think they definitely should have opened them up. Like, for example, kind of done like what they wanted to do with Muhammad Hassan back in 2006 to give him the title. You know, give him some time.
He should have been an actual champion.
He should have. And I think the same they could have done with Jinder Mahal. They could have definitely taken that same road, but they were just so eager to put the belt on because of the tour of India or wherever it is that they were doing or whatever. Man, I'll be honest with you. I think this is a scapegoat to get the title off of Jinder Mahal. And I kind of feel bad for Jinder. Because he tries hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tries hard, and when the crowd is just not with you, there's nothing else really you can do. Obviously, he has lost the crowd. There are a couple of us that actually do like him. In terms of, you know, you could definitely see how much he has improved since he was in the three-man band, for God's sakes, and now he's all the way to being the WWE champion. But I wish we could have definitely seen some sort of build-up, I guess, maybe at a pay-per-view, not on a SmackDown ticket, take the title of him. Maybe he's injured. We don't know if he truly is injured. He could also be injured as well. That's the reason why this is happening.
Dave Metcher of the Wrestling Observer did say there are several reasons why this could be happening. And that
right,
was
so he could be injured as well.
Cog, that he could be injured and we don't know it.
He could
it may
be
not
injured.
Be the hate that I just gave him. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he could be injured. He could have failed a test, or they could have just realized it's not working.
That he's not worth
it. It could be any of the, all of the above. I'm going to go with the injured part, though, to be honest. I think Vince,
I'm going to go with that he's a scapegoat to get the title off of him because he's just not drawing. And I'm not saying that SmackDown is a panic, empathic button whatsoever because they're not. But, obviously, AJ Styles is a much more remarkable champion than Jinder Mahal would be. But, man, I'm going to give the wicked wrestling just – just so I can let Dice and Tope go. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 3.5 out of 5.
And I say 3.5 because I didn't get to watch SmackDown fully, you know, being it was Halloween and I was out and about with my goddaughter. So I'm going to go and give it a 3.5. Let me give it a Randy Orton first World Heavyweight Championship title once, because you know what? Even though it was only a 1 month run, I was happy when he won it, when it was Evolution, the youngest World Heavyweight Champion at the time. I really enjoyed it when he actually first won it, beat Chris, excuse me, Blank, because if you know the WWE does not like the main man's name, but he beat Blank at SummerSlam, and I really enjoyed when he beat Blank at SummerSlam. So I'm gonna go ahead and give him a World Heavyweight title run from Randy Orton. But I enjoyed Monday Night Raw, Mike. I agree with you 100%. And they shouldn't be bitching about Anderson and Gallows. And you know I'm the biggest Carl Anderson fan, but you know what? You do have to have comedic relief, and I was okay with it. It's Halloween. It happens.
Look at that. See, and I know you're a fan. And real fast, King Von Jr. over on Twitter said he gives wrestling a 4 out of 5 Batista WrestleMania 21 World Heavyweight Champion title belt for the week. I believe that's also the score exactly and the belt exactly that Grand Body P, Mike Grant in the UK, gave it as well. I'm going to go with you first, Dice Man. Week in wrestling and that news that we, you know, we didn't break at the top of the show, but, you know, what – AJ Styles, is it a foregone conclusion AJ Styles wins that belt? I think we're all saying that, but what, we don't know. We're saying it. Go ahead. Your week in wrestling.
Let's all just hold up the brakes. Jinder's not losing the title. He is the modern-day Maharaja for a reason. This is to get everybody hyped up. This is to get everybody hyped up. Jinder's going to lose. Jinder's going to lose. No, he's going to beat AJ Styles, and he has to do it convincingly. WWE is already invested in this main event. You know how many posters or crap they probably already have ready for this? And there's no way that you're going to make me even begin to think that AJ physically can go toe-to-toe with Brock Lesnar. Jinder Mahal is a big dude. I'm not pausing because I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
No pause needed. Right.
He's really huge. He's like 6'6" or 6'7" or something like that.
Yeah, like 6'7". I said the same thing, Dice, is that he – AJ Styles against Brock Lesnar looks really tiny. The same thing when we
yeah,
didn't want to send Balor. Like, Jinder Mahal, stature-wise, looks better in the ring against Brock Lesnar. Go ahead.
AJ versus Brock is more marketable, though.
It is more marketable, but
physically,
me as a wrestling fan, seeing so many matches that I have, there's just Brock has. There's not been a physical specimen that he has not been able to go toe to toe with. So think about how he would treat AJ Styles, somebody that's smaller than him. I mean, that's why WWE is booked. Every person they've booked with him, they've had some weight to them. They've had some weight or they had some height or
remember
they had
last
some muscle
time
to them.
When he wrestled somebody small, in the words of my wife, and one of y'all said it earlier, I can't believe Rey Mysterio on the gurney. And he picked it up. and he smacked him against
the ring
like a baseball bat. And his face hit the ground. And you heard the words, I can't believe. I can't believe.
Oh, that was
somebody
great.
At home saying he learned how to fall like that.
As far as Raw goes, I mean, it went back to my point earlier. We were talking about how, you know, I love Raw when they actually set you up for, you know, like they gave you one storyline and multiple segments throughout the night built on that one climax at the end.
That one thing,
and I thought
that
was perfect. I thought it was really perfect. However, I thought it was so stupid that there was just a trash bag in Miz's room, and then he says, oh, it's Braun Strowman. Like, no, he should have just went on, like, why they didn't clean up my damn dressing room? Like,
why
you know what I'm saying? Like, where's
there?
My champagne?
Yeah,
why is it trash? He should have acted like he didn't know. And the fact that, you know, like, everybody else watching would have knew, but, like, he had to play that expense role. I pretty much knew. Like, you're not going to have a Survivor Series match without Braun Strowman. You're not going to do it. He's one of the biggest draws on Raw, and there was no way that WWE was not going to do it, so they needed to bring him back into the fold, whether it was going to be this past week or whether they were going to do it tomorrow night. So, I was already anticipating him to be back, but why have him go after Miz and not Kane? It really is beyond me.
Makes no sense. Yeah, I give you that one.
Yeah. So, SmackDown I thought was really good all around.
It was pretty good. But I still think gender, his it's not him. It's what they're writing for him. And you can tell that what they're writing for him, it doesn't hit. It's just not – it doesn't seem like he feels natural saying it. And it's like over and over and over. And, like, I love I think his mic skills are really good. He's – every match that I've seen him since he got his push, he's been improving in every match, and he can actually really go. And I'll be trying to convince so many people that, and then they'll come to me later like, yo, Jinder actually, he got some style to him. He can wrestle a bit. It's just the fact that his character is so obnoxious, and it's not the good obnoxious that you love to hate. You just hate the fact that you have to hate him because he's so bad, if that makes any sense. So my week in wrestling, I'm going to give it I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. Bling bling sideshow. In the words of JBL, bling bling sideshow. United States John Cena titles.
I love that man. It wasn't. Because mine says 2 out of the first 1,000 ever made. Yep.
It wasn't enough to make me go over the top. But it was enough to keep me satisfied as a wrestling fan and keep me excited talking about wrestling pretty much every day this week, which is really rare to me. Like pretty much after Wednesday, I'm already ready for Monday.
You're good.
Every day this week I've been talking about wrestling. I've been getting, you know, reports and all that stuff. So I'm like, yeah, cool. So I mean, it's not world champion status, but it's still good enough. It's 5 out of 5. Bling bling.
This is why I came up with the belt grade, right? And I think you took full advantage of choosing the belt because the belt matters in the grade. You feel what I'm saying? So you gave it a 5 out of 5, but you gave it a U.S. title early bling bling belt, not the prestigious U.S. title belt. You feel me? So you took very good advantage of that right there. So if you don't mind, be very brief with this. I'm going to get this last segment in before we got here in the next 15 minutes, if you don't mind, with your belt grade for the week in wrestling, which does include all professional wrestling.
I'm not really a belt person like you. So your belt grade thing doesn't really work for me. I just prefer number grades. I thought Raw was okay.
It doesn't matter what you want.
Okay. I thought Raw was okay and until the end. That stuff they did with Strowman was like Russo 2000 booking stuff. SmackDown was okay. The War Games reveal at NXT was okay. New Japan's power struggle was fun yesterday. So overall, this week in wrestling was, you know, it was pretty cool. Lots of stuff going on. There's something going on somewhere. So you can't say there's nothing going
everywhere.
On, you know, so. Right, so if I had to give it a belt grade, let's see. I'm going to give it I'll be more obscure here. I'm going to give it I'll give it maybe 4 out of 5 Rick Rude WCW titles.
Okay, question. You know this is a wrestling show, right? Who the hell is in this program knows what obscure means? I'm insulting. I'm insulting wrestling fans. Yo, not a wrestling thing, but I know Dice Man will care. His best player in the NBA right now, not named Carmelo Anthony for his New York Knicks, just dropped a career high 40 points over the Pacers in a win in Madison Square Garden. That's Perzingis. It's on my Twitter feed. I thought I had to tell him because he's a fan. But
Real quick. In addition to like the Darren Young and, you know, Emma, all them getting released, they released the homeboy from Sanity too. So like,
yeah, they did. But he was hurt all the time. But he was hurt all the time. He wasn't really – he'd been hurt for like the last 5-6 months, to be honest.
Hell,
so,
make him a mascot. I don't think Sanity is good without 4 people, but that's just me.
Also, to throw this out there, because we're in a wrestling group, I call it the Black Angry Wrestling Fans, but it's a group and it's strong, and they'd get me if they were here. Talk to the member of them as well. I think, even though he's not black, but he's in that group, Huggle might be in there too, the Wrestling Council. A lot of people were not happy in that group, and I found another group also that felt the same way about Stephanie McMahon at Kurt Angle. And I'd just be remiss if I don't say this on my program where I have the platform to say it. It's wrestling. What she did by ripping him, people thought was offensive and called her the B words and this, that, and other.
That's her job. Her character is to be a bitch. She's a McMahon. Her character as a McMahon is not just to be the mean bitch and to be the bigger, not a princess. It's her job. It's her show, and she runs it that way. That's how the storyline of the McMahon, aside from what Shane has done recently, has always been. No wrestling, know the story. Don't take it to heart about how she came at Kurt Angle the same way she came at Mick Foley. Like, people got mad about Mick Foley as well. But new segment, not too much time left to do with this. I'm going to be real fast, guys. I wanted to get out there. I'm also going to bring it to the Solon Sports tomorrow. And make sure you guys check it out between 5 and 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Radio when we do the week of the best and worst of the weekend. And it's what would you rather do? Who would you rather be? Right? Do what you like. Right now, starting with you, Hugo, if you had a choice to be Braun Strowman in the current push he is now or the debut of Samoa Joe, who would you rather be?
That's a tough one because I love what they're doing with Braun, and I love Samoa Joe. I would rather be Braun Strowman just because of what he has accomplished in the last year or so. A lot of people still think that he's very green, fine to each their own point. I just think that the crowd has gotten behind Braun. I think the crowd has started to love Braun, and that's why, because he just beat up Roman Reigns. And I think he has progressed in his character from what we saw when he started off with the Wyatt family till now, getting a shot at the Universal title. He wasn't ready to win it, fine. He eventually will become a champion. Because people want to see Braun Strowman become a champion, but people just love seeing to what he does, and that's just beat people up, and that's destroy people, and it definitely is refreshing for a character that is his size. He's definitely athletic. I think he is actually good on the mic for the little words that he says. And as much as I love Samoa Joe, I would rather be Braun Strowman right now than seeing the debut of Samoa Joe. So I'll go with Braun Strowman.
Emmy recently on Twitter checking in. He was on his way back from a family outing. Was checking on Twitter, said, "Can't wait." Referring to what Dice Man said about they don't have nothing for Jinder Mahal. He said, "Can't wait till he gets squashed, and I bet he doesn't look strong against Lesnar." If that's the case, he's not here to know what we're arguing right now. He's going off the Twitter page. All right, Dice, I ask you this question: who would you rather be? Would you rather be Roman Reigns after the Royal Rumble, where he won the Royal Rumble and he got booed in Philadelphia, or would you rather be his cousin who says he needs a foot in his ass, The Rock, during the height of Die, Rocky, Die? Who would you rather be? Remember, we're thinking wrestling and where you are in your career in wrestling when I ask these questions.
Give me
Die, Rocky,
give
Die,
me,
or booing Roman Reigns?
Give me Die, Rocky, Die, simply because everybody knows, like, you have to have something at your that it has to be something that turns you. It's just like, you know, Steve Austin getting Austin 316, that promo is something that turns, and it's a switch. And Die, Rocky, Die was that switch for The Rock. And his character just became, you know, a lovable heel. We haven't seen a lovable heel since, you know, Rocky at that point of time. So I think that was really good. And I would definitely, seeing what his career did after that, yeah, I'm cool with that. We still haven't seen what Roman's career has been since the Royal Rumble, because it's still pretty much stuck in the same place. So you can give me Die, Rocky, Die any day.
Okay, I like that. I like both answers after the one I got from Hugo as well. Last question of the night, and I'll leave it for you, Talk. You are the leader of the Bullet Club. Which leader are you and why? AJ Styles? Are you Finn Balor? Are you Cody Rhodes? Or are you Kenny Omega? Which leader of the Bullet Club would you choose and why?
I'm Omega because he's the most marketable, has a cool name. He's a name you can rely on. Cody is going to be fine. He's going to eventually end up back in WWE. AJ Styles doesn't need the Bullet Club. AJ Styles is a name with or without the Bullet Club. And Finn Balor is like the most overrated wrestler today, so I don't care about him. So, Omega.
I love that guy. You're wrong about Finn Balor. Okay, you leave Prince the Bit alone.
Finn Balor is a bland 180-pound guy with body paint.
Okay, yes, he's a glorified cruiserweight. I've already said that. He's a better in-ring performer than Kenny Omega, in my opinion.
Finn Balor is boring as you know what. His matches are sling blades, kicks, and drop kicks. There is nothing good about him at all. He was like that in New Japan. He was like that in New Japan. There's nothing good about him. His NXT run was boring. When he was in NXT, he was consistently overshadowed by the women, the tag matches. There is nothing special about him. You know why he's the top guy? Because Triple H likes him.
That's all that matters.
Right. And you know why Triple H likes him? Triple H likes him?
Why?
Because Triple H was never interesting by himself. Just like Finn Balor's not interesting by himself. Take away the Bullet Club.
You are on a sandwich. Okay. Listen, people, I know this is the barbershop, but barbershop talking to me. Come on, everybody wants to go to the barbershop. Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You talking about whoever and whatever, except for Triple H. Okay?
Oh, that's so wrong.
You got that stuff. Listen, who would I rather be? I'm asking myself this question, and I already know my own answer to this question as well. Talk to my dude, good sport and all. Would you rather be Thor, Ragnarok, or would you rather be the Winter Soldier, Captain America? Damn it, Jim. I don't know. Because I saw Thor, Ragnarok might be Marvel's one of their top five movies they made. But I still think Winter Soldier is the best superhero movie that I've ever seen. So I'm going to choose Winter Soldier. But that's how I end the show, guys. Listen, guys, check us out next Thursday. We'll be back at our regular time. I believe that's 9 o'clock at night, which is why we didn't make it last time because I'll probably sleep at that time. But make sure you check us out tomorrow on Soul and Sports. We'll be talking about the greatest and best things of the weekend in sports, including GSP's great comeback victory. Yesterday, the return of GSP. Also, the return of Deontay Wilder. Yeah, you can hate that all you want to. He's back.
He
the greatest UFC
no
fighter of all time.
He did
Why does he deserve a title shot? He is GSP.
After 3 years coming
he
back.
He does whatever
man.
He wants
I, and I don't like
do.
Michael Bisping. And I don't like Michael Bisping.
When you're pulling in those kind of numbers, you get a title. Okay? Don't interrupt me when I'm trying to end the show. Okay? Jeez. Let me just get out. I forgot what I was going with next. Damn it. Oh, yeah. So,
I'll challenge you.
Also, Xbox One X comes out tomorrow, and I'm going to say this for all
yes.
you people. Still have standard definition television. You should get an Xbox One X. Why? Because it's like having an HD TV. Why stay in the past when you can have the best? Do you need to have this machine if you don't have an Xbox? Probably not. But if you like the greatest and best things in gear and the most powerful systems that there is, then you should get an Xbox One X because the graphics, the 4K, all going to be worth it because as men, as guys who we are today, we're nerds, we're athletes, we're jocks. We like to have the best things in life. To be a part of that is to have an Xbox One X. Hashtag end of story. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love Jersey. Don't wake up tomorrow and say that because it's wrong. Do not wake up. Look yourself in the mirror. You know, like Bruno Mars say, is it you? Is it me? Say it's us. And I agree that, you know, you can say that to a girl. But no, don't wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And look in the mirror and say that to yourself and then look back and say, well, I don't love God because that's crazy. People, listen, we're going to get up out of here. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first.
You're listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't stress them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as 3 Count, to you and me. Wrestling version of E.